A man suspected of robbing numerous convenience stores faces federal charges. 46-year-old Mark Triolo of Texas remains hospitalized after police shot him in Brattleboro Friday night. Vermont State Police and federal authorities say Triolo was on a multi-state crime spree and he was driving down Interstate 91 looking for quiet, secluded stores to rob before police finally caught up with him in Brattleboro. Triolo's choices seemed to be random. The stores he allegedly robbed, the exits he took, and the driveway he eventually pulled into. But the officers and the people he encountered that night will remember him for a long time. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
It was just after 9 Friday night, and inside a house on Black Mountain Road in Brattleboro, this guy is at his desk playing cards on his computer.
So I'm sitting here, windows open, because it was hot Friday night. And I see a car backing up. He turns and comes start coming to the driveway. So I thought, well, maybe he's just turning around. A lot of people turn around there. Turns his headlights off. Okay. So I'm seeing this. So I yell to my wife, call 911, because I know this guy is not delivering pizza. He's up to no good, right?
They called 911. We're not naming the man because he fears for his safety. According to the police report, Mark Triolo, who was wanted in multiple states for multiple crimes, had pulled into the driveway after speeding away from a Brattleboro police officer in a stolen black SUV. And after the police tracked him down in the woods, they shot him multiple times in the legs and torso. He was unarmed. Police later found a pellet gun in his car.
It was quite exciting Friday night. I was so hyped up with adrenaline that I could not sleep at all. I heard the guy moan after he got shot. So that's how close it was. I'm assuming he's laying on the ground.
According to the police report and federal authorities, Triolo is suspected of driving from Kansas to Tennessee and up into the Northeast. They say he robbed a gas station in upstate New York before hitting markets in Vergennes and Wethersfield in Vermont. Around 8 p.m., just before he pulled into the driveway in Brattleboro, police say Triolo got off the interstate and found Allen Brothers Market and Farm Stand in Westminster.
Have a great day.
Allen Brothers is on a quiet stretch of Route 5, right off the highway.
Allen Brothers has been established since 1956.
Stacy Allen is a co-owner of the market.
So, 62 years, and this robbery on Friday night was the first time that we've ever been held up. It's been a blessing, and yet it was a very scary event to have happen.
The police told Allen that Triolo got off the highway just north of here in Bellows Falls and cased out a store. But it was too busy and crowded in Bellows Falls, so he headed down Route 5 and stumbled upon Allen Brothers. No one was hurt, Allen says, and all of her employees did what they were supposed to do. But
when something like this happens, it does make you think about what practices you have in place. And, you know, in our training, we really don't talk about this. But I think right now we are examining what we do, and it's definitely causing us to have a meeting with all of our staff.
Allen Brothers does have a pretty good security system in place. And after the robbery here, the police tracked Triolo down in Brattleboro, about 20 miles south. A Brattleboro police officer spotted him at a market off the highway. And police say Triolo took off, pulled into a driveway, and turned off his lights. That's when the guy who was sitting at his table playing cards on his computer asked his wife to call 911. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.